Welcome back to another episode on the Overthink Podcast Network. My name is Ben Helms, and we have a bunch of new shows coming at you over the next few weeks, and each one of them will explore in-depth aspects of art, media, and culture in an attempt to make connections that people might have missed at first glance. So we'll have new episodes on the Overthink come out once a week, but each individual show will debut a new episode once a month. So eventually, these shows might get their own feeds, but for now, we're going to keep them all in one place right here. So if you subscribe to this feed, you'll get them all. Today, on this episode, we're talking about something that's making a bit of a resurgence recently, and something that people keep asking me about. I think because I'm just a generally nerdy person, they assume I know a lot about comics, and I don't. So I brought in the big guns to kind of teach us a little bit more about comic books, how to get into them, that kind of stuff. So yeah, today's episode, how to read comics. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to How to Read Comics, the podcast that answers all those comic book questions your nerd pride is too embarrassed to ask. I'm your comic book newbie, Nick, and with me, the Indy to my short round, the Yoda to my Luke, my co-host, Jason. How's it going, Jay?
It's going great. I haven't been compared to Yoda before, so I'll take it. That sounds great.
We are going to dive deep into reading comics, how to do it, when to do it, what's the best way? What are the best things? But it'll become clear to our listeners soon that the reason you are my Yoda is because I am but a young Padawan learning how to read comics, and you are the ancient Jedi. Well, maybe not ancient, but you are.
I wish people could see that sweet braided rat tail you have, yes. Padawan.
And that keeping it real. That you are riding in a backpack on my back.
I am.
Just whispering sweet comic book nothings into my ear.
So let me give a quick preview of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk first about ourselves, the most important topic that we can talk about. Then we'll answer a question each week. And this week's question is, how do you read comics? So getting into that, we'll talk about literally how do you get the words and pictures on the page into your head. And then how do you actually find comics? Do you go to comic shops? What do you do? Other alternative places? Where do you start when you want to read a new series? And then we'll move on to some recommendations and get you out of here with some homework. So, Nick, who are you?
So my name is Nick Gates. I'm a husband, a father, a business owner, and a fledgling comic book reader. It's been about 8-9 months of reading comic books, and I really like it. So it's been a lot of fun, but I am still a comic book newbie. I have not been baptized in the ways of comic culture and all the lore and understanding behind decades of tradition, really. So I'm here to learn. I'm here to ask the stupid questions that people always want to ask, but they just can't do it because they don't want to look like they don't know what's going on. And that's usually my MO. I want to look like I know what I'm talking about a lot of the times. It's probably something I need to deal with outside of this podcast, but this will definitely help. So Jason, who are you?
I'm Jason. Name's Jason Helms, and I teach courses on a variety of things at TCU. But most importantly for this, I teach courses on comics. I basically have a PhD in comics, which is a weird thing to get a PhD in. I even wrote a book about comics that's full of drawings that I did because I had to learn how to draw as part of my PhD. So I'm sure we'll get into that more later.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. And I think the listeners are now starting to see why I may have reached out to you to talk about comic books a little bit more. With that, I think we'll just jump right into the meat and potatoes of this podcast. Jason, how do you read comics?
Poorly. I read them very poorly, which is a shame to say after all these years of training. But it's true. Every time I read a comic, I feel like I learn how to read comics again, and they teach me in a new way. So I think the theme, as I was trying to think about the introduction here, the theme for this week is going to be shame and the feeling of shame of reading comics. You mentioned that you were embarrassed that you didn't know this stuff about comics, and, oh, who am I going to ask? Well, luckily I've got a friend who isn't going to hate me for asking these questions, and you reached out to me. And I just wanted to say, I totally get that feeling. That has been so much of my experience in life, but also around comics. There's a lot of shame, a lot of feeling like I'm ashamed if I know too much about comics, and I'm ashamed if I don't know enough. And there's no middle ground that I can hit. one of my first memories reading comics was a bunch of friends were into comics when I was in like sixth grade, and they wouldn't let me in their club reading comics because I didn't own enough comics. They told me I had to get 40 comics before I could get in. So I went out and bought 40 comics and then joined the club.
and that sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah, that initial feeling of shame has led me on since then.
Yeah, isn't that weird? So that was one of the big things before we actually made this podcast a podcast, was I wanted to make sure that I even was feeling the right thing. Am I the only person that is socially awkward enough to say that I'm embarrassed to ask people about comic books? But turns out Jason, after reading comic books for as long as he had, still had those feelings as well. So I said, poof, this is a good opportunity to just chat this out. So again, back to my question, how do you read comics? I guess I should give my little story of how I first got into comics too.
Yeah.
Big fan of a lot of blockbuster Marvel flicks, DC flicks. You know, I've been a child of the 80s and 90s. I've been bombarded with superheroes and comic book adjacent entertainment. And so it only took me until I was 30 years old to realize that I want to actually, instead of watching it on the screen, I want to read it in my hands. So my loving wife, for my birthday, she got me a few comic books, and I was hooked. It's fun. It's in today's world of just tons and tons of entertainment out there, I was finding that just picking up comic book titles and reading through them was more enjoyable than watching whatever new streaming video series came out online. There's a lot of good content out there, but there's a lot of just short-sighted writing and just really boring stuff out there. So reading comic books.
True.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I won't take it as an affront. There's some bad comics.
There's probably way more bad comics than there are bad TV shows. But I kind of found it as a little bit of a respite and had a really good time. So I kind of came at comics as just a new form of entertainment I was not actually familiar with growing up. Where do I go next? Who do I read next? This was good. Is that going to be good?
And I'd say the experience of reading a comic is really different than watching a movie or even reading a book. I don't know if you'd agree, just kind of in reading it, for me, I'm in a pretty different headspace when I'm sitting down reading a comic. It kind of sucks me in a way those other ones don't. I got to give it a little bit more attention when I'm reading a book. I've got to put down my phone if I'm watching a movie. The comic, I'm in. You've got me. You've hooked me right away, even if it's a bad comic. And part of that is just the form itself, that combination of words and images. There's been a lot of studies on this. I can, you know, back stuff up with research, but we don't need to. Well, let's just, you know, shoot from the hip. When you've got those words and images on a page and your brain has to put them together, there's an extra little bit of work that your brain is doing to make meaning. And that extra little bit of work gives you a connection to what you're reading in a way that just a book or just a movie don't necessarily. And so that's happening in panels down pages. So let's talk about what does it look like to actually read a page of comics. On a page of a comic, where do you start reading? Nick, I'm going to hit you with this real tough question. How do you read a comic?
You open the page. Actually, I'm gonna take the high road on this and take the easy way out.
Sure.
You start with the cover.
Good. I like it. And then you open it up. That sounds good. Yep. Okay. Yep. And here's a real obvious question. You got it open to the first page. Do you start reading in the upper left or the upper right or the lower right? Where do you go?
Upper left on the left page.
Upper left. Makes sense. That's where we would start. And you're mostly right.
Yes.
We are not going to talk about manga today, but if you go buy Japanese comics, even the ones that have been translated, you actually read them right to left. And it can be very confusing. Most of what you're going to come across that's American comics, you don't. And so you're in a safe place.
Okay, good.
You start in the upper left. You move from left to right. You move from up to down. Sometimes you'll get confused and you'll move from up to down too quickly or from left to right too quickly, especially if you don't have a nice grid, even layout. But that's okay. You can just read them out of order and you'll still get the story. Everything's going to be okay. There's no wrong way to read it.
I've found that to be true, listeners. That is been a pitfall of mine. Sometimes I'll get reading too fast or I'll just be focused on the word bubbles. They're called word bubbles, right? Word bubbles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
There's not a specific term for it. Okay. I found that like reading a book, when you skip a sentence or something, it totally derails you. Whereas when you're reading a comic book, like you can make those mental jumps between panels, and you string together a narrative that even if you have to go back because you missed something, you're not starting all over because you've been able to visually kind of put that narrative in your mind. And it's more like rewinding a video versus reading a, you know, a document or a book, or where you missed a sentence or missed a page or something. You kind of can quickly tell the difference.
I 100% endorse everything you just said. Sweet. And at some point during this podcast, I'm going to make you look at a book that literally spends, I think, 8 pages just on the shapes of word balloons in comics.
Oh, geez.
And we'll get into the differences between meta panels and the hyper page, all kinds of different terms. That's not today.
That might be a podcast I just skip. I'll just let you record that while I'll just record the intro and the outro, and you can just fill in the rest, and I'll go have a sandwich or something.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do for that. I'll make sure that we've read a comic where that term actually matters. And you'll go, we'll describe the term, and you go, wait, that's what happened on page 17. That's why it was cool. I understand now. I thought it was cool. Now I got a word for why it was cool.
You're going to just turn me into a super nerd, aren't you?
Oh, that's the goal.
That's the goal.
Working out every day.
Okay, sweet. So we're reading the comic book. We are able to read left to right, up and down. We've made it that far. And we've finished the comic book at this point?
Sure. You read the words, you looked at the pictures, you made a story out of them in your head, and that sounds great.
Sweet.
You did them all kind of at once.
You put it back into your protective sleeve and you put it on your shelf?
Yep.
Now what? I don't have another comic book to read.
Let's go get you some more comics.
That would be great.
To do that, the traditional place for comics is a comic book shop. You probably have one in your town. They're all over the country. Walking into a comic shop can be... Well, Nick, what was your experience walking into a comic shop for the first time?
So I kind of came at this sideways, and it's your fault, too.
It was.
I make jokes about becoming a super nerd, but unfortunately, I think I already am. You sent me into the comic book shop to get some dice so that we could play D&D. So
I don't think I realized that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might start reading comic books and then graduate to playing Dungeons & Dragons, but I was the opposite way. I started playing Dungeons & Dragons and then said, oh, I need to catch up a little bit and start reading some comic books.
I think your story is more common than you think. I think some people go in there for Yu-Gi-Oh cards as well and then notice the comics. So that's why they carry all that stuff, so they can get everybody.
Perfect. And that's definitely my comic book shop. They've got games and comic books and everything. But like I said earlier, my wife bought me my first comic book on my birthday. I read it, I finished it, and I had to go down. Actually, I think I got the D&D dice first and then she got me my comic book. So it was a great month. I think that all happened in the same month. Anyway, go down to the comic book store, buy my D&D dice, and on the way out, I just started looking through all the racks, and there are a lot of racks of comic books. I don't know if you've got a statistic on it, but I mean, how many?
I don't
even know. If you haven't been into a comic book shop yet, just imagine the scene at the end of Raiders where there's just crates and crates and crates in a giant warehouse, and instead of those crates, it's just aisles and aisles of paper books. There's so many different comic books.
And most
it's
of them
crazy.
Are just the ones that came out in the last month or two.
That's crazy too. Other than that, I didn't know where to start. Grabbed my dice and I got out of there. I grabbed a couple pretty looking comic books and got out of there without damaging my pride too much. Asking.
So we're back to shame. We're back to humility and us trying to figure out a way to dissipate that shame.
And it was totally that. I was like, my shame meter was full after I had to like pick out some dice out of a glass case.
Yeah. And most comic shops really are chill. It's very scary because it's such a new place. But realize that most of that is on your end and that they're not trying to be scary. They want to welcome you in and they want to take your money and sell you comics. That's their goal. So they're probably also pretty interested in talking about comics with you. Imagine if somebody came up to you and knew nothing about something you loved and wanted to know more about it. You'd probably be pretty okay with telling them about it. It can actually be a great place if you know that. When I teach comics courses, I always give homework of sending my students to a comic shop and having them come back and tell me the story. And every time they come back with different stories, but most of them, as part of that, will go and introduce themselves to the person who works there because they're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And so they'll find out, you know, what do you recommend? What should I get?
So barring any sort of recommendation, should I just start grabbing stuff off the shelves or what?
So what's happening is you've got a bunch of series at comic shops that are ongoing. And by ongoing, we mean they're numbered like a TV show. You'd have series and episode numbers and things like that. Comics typically don't break it down into seasons, but you've got that same thing with a bunch of numbers. And just like a TV show, you don't want to start The Wire on season 4, episode 3. It's not a great place to jump in. You want to find out what's a good place to jump in. Typically, you know, number 1. And that's kind of tough when you're thinking about a series like Action Comics that dates back to the 30s. Nobody expects you to start with issue number 1. So where do you start? How did you navigate that, Nick?
When I finally broke down and talked to one of the guys that worked at the comic book store a couple weeks later, he was really great. He asked me what I liked. And I said, well, I like Batman. He's like, Batman's great. In my mind, I would be like, well, let's start with Batman number 1. And well, I don't know the history of Batman number 1, but I'm sure it's a very old comic. And it's probably not even called Batman number 1. It's probably called something different. And I'm sure it's
called Detective Comics, but go on.
And it's probably very expensive. And probably you cannot find it. But he hooked me up and he got me on a new series, something we're going to have to talk about in a future podcast, something called The New 52. Don't even know what that means. I'm sure Jason knows what that means. And I'm sure some of the people listening to this are screaming into their, into their car probably at me. But he got me hooked up on The Court of Owls. That's where I started with Batman. And it was good. I liked it a lot. I kept reading that. But
Did you get individual issues for that, or were they bound together into a volume?
It was a big thick book.
Yeah. So comics, if you're thinking of a comic book, it's usually around 30 pages. And they come out monthly typically. And then after 4 or 5 of them come out, they pull them together. Maybe these 4 or 5 books were part of one long story, and they kind of start a new story the next month. The next month, and you go 4 or 5 months with a new story. Each one of those is called an arc, and they'll pull these arcs together into what are called trade paperbacks, trades. And a trade is a collection of these shorter issues. So you'll have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 issues together in one book, and that I would really recommend as the way to get started. Don't start picking up single issues because you don't know where you are in the story. Trades are usually a much easier place to start because, you know, at the very least, you're starting with the beginning of a new story arc. Comic creators are actually really good now at remembering, okay, when we start a new arc, we need to have a little filler in there that says, okay, who are the characters? And we're going to do some exposition, and we're going to say maybe people didn't see the first movie and they're just watching the sequel. Let's make sure they can jump in here. In fact, there's been some complaints about that we can talk about in the future, that maybe they're doing that too much. So you can't read 3 issues without them completely resetting everything because they're worried about new readers. But that means that there's a lot of safe spots. I think Court of Owls is a great place to jump on with Batman. Brand new story, brand new universe. Nobody knew what was going on. They completely reset continuity when they did that. So there was no backstory. Ooh. You got to pick it up as you went along.
So trade paperbacks, that's kind of a good place to go. Do you trade them? Do you trade the trade paperbacks?
I think it has to do more with like having a trade, like business.
Oh.
And it also refers to...
They should just call them big books.
Big books. I like big books. Let's stick with that.
Stick with the alliteration on that one. Come down, get your big books.
So other things you might run into there, if you start really enjoying your comic shop, you're going to want to set up something that's called... You know, it seems to be called something different at every comic shop I've been at. Pull list is a common term for it. Sub list, subscription list, or even box. As in, hey, can I get my box? Or I have to go pick up my box at my local comic shop. What this is every week they will pull a few of their new comics for Nick. And they have a little file somewhere that says Nick's comics. And then Nick has to come in every week and pick up his comics. And they'll hold him for 3 or 4 weeks. But if he goes more than a month without picking up his comics, they're going to put him back on the shelf, unless he knows the owners and they get to be friends. But that way you make sure that you don't have to jump in there as soon as new comic day is and get your issue before someone else gets it. You tell them what you want to pull and you get first pick. And they're cool with that because then they know they've got a sale.
Cool. A comment and a question. I just got one of these boxes.
How cool is that?
Pretty stoked. I feel like a really cool guy now. But then the question was, what day is New Comic Book Day?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Is that like universal?
Yes, and it hasn't always been.
Oh.
I believe when I was a kid, I think it was Tuesday. But it's Wednesday, and they won't even sell them to you on Tuesday, which is fun because a lot of them get the shipment on Tuesday, and then they put them out that night. And so they'll be sitting there saying, you know, hey, I just read the new this thing that comes out tomorrow. Oh, sweet. Can I pick it up since I'm here? Nope. I'm legally not allowed to sell it to you until tomorrow because Wednesday is new comic day.
Seriously? Like the police will come down and arrest them for selling it the day before?
I'm pretty sure that's a number one on the police's like list of things to do. So we're ready to go on to some other places to find comics. Or before we do that, let's actually ask, how do you, now you're a little bit more well-versed in it, how do you pick up a new series? How do you figure out which one you want to read?
So I buy new comic books the same way I buy new beer, just whichever one has the prettiest label. Or yeah, in comic books case, whichever one has the prettiest cover. It's got to grab me from honestly, I mean, just, I'm being totally serious. If the cover of it is just, it doesn't say anything to me, then I'm just probably not going to pick it up unless I, now that I'm comfortable asking the guy behind the counter, hey, what's good? If I don't get any input from that, then it's seriously just going to be like, do the characters on the front of this look interesting? Does it just look kind of bland? I honestly don't read a lot of superhero comics. I think Batman is the one exception. I've dipped into like a couple issues of Wonder Woman, which were really cool, but that's about the full extent of my superhero comic experience. So if I'm walking down the thing and I just see another superhero on the front of a cover, that's not, but then I see something that's real artful or really bright and shiny, I might stop and take a look at that a little bit closer. But, or I'll call you or ask you what you, honestly, I mean, I haven't been able to find a really good resource outside of the actual comic book shop to find out what, you know, what's hot, what's new, what's the new goods. I don't know. I'm kind of lost still.
Yeah. That's still the way that I pick my comics. You know, I've got some creators that I like that I look for. But also, just looking at the covers, talking to friends, find out what they're reading, get a recommendation from someone and say, ooh, I got to go check that out. Those are the big ones. But one thing that you hit on that I want to make sure I emphasize is when you're in a comic book shop, it's totally okay to pick up a comic and start reading it. That is allowed and even encouraged because that's how you find out if you want to read it.
Even if it's in a plastic sleeve?
Even if it's in a plastic sleeve. You can ask first if you're ever concerned that they might not be cool with it.
Because at our place, there's everything's in a sleeve, and I always am a little nervous. I popped one open once or twice, and I'm like, no one's watching, but I'll probably announce it next time.
Dog,
or maybe
they
not.
Tape them shut sometimes. They tape them shut sometimes.
They are, they're taped shut.
And I rip that open and start reading, just flipping through it to see. Because you know what? Scotch tape is cheap. They'll be fine. Some of them do come wrapped in, we should cover the difference between those kind of collector's sleeves that you just put your comic in and it's easy. You just kind of open the top and pull it out and it's made to be opened versus comics that come wrapped in a bag. Because there are some comics that do come wrapped in a bag. These are particularly mature comics to make sure that kids don't get into them.
Ooh, like a Cosmo.
Yeah, and we're not necessarily talking about sexy comics or even too violent comics, but even just comics that the themes are a little bit too adult. You don't want, you know, think of it as at least a PG-13 or R-rated movie. You don't want kids just wandering in there. Those you are not allowed to rip open. Okay. So if you have to do too much ripping, if it's clear that they can't repair this, then no.
Like a bag of Gardettos, if that's the case.
Yeah, you can't rip it open like a bag of chips or anything. So you can get your comics at a comic shop. What are some other good places to find comics?
Let's see. The internets.
The internets have comics. There are web comics that are designed for the internet, and that's the only place to read them, and they make their money off of donations and advertisements and stuff like that. There are also old comics that are online for free because they've passed out of copyright. And then there are comics that are up illegally that you can read.
Sweet.
Also, many comic companies will put up the first issue of a comic for free online. If you buy an app like Comixology, or there's a bunch of other comics reading apps, you can get free comics on there. And you can probably download a dozen quickly. And most of those are going to be comics where it's a good place to start with a series because that's the goal. That's why it's free. They want you to start.
They want to get you hooked on the main.
Yeah, that straight black tar heroine of comics. The other place I want to mention, because I don't think it gets enough love, is your local public library. Most libraries that I've been in, I think just about every library I've been in the last decade has had comics. Often they're talked about as graphic novels instead, so it seems fancy. They're sometimes in the young adult or children's section. Regardless of the content, I saw Watchmen in the children's section at a library once and said, hey, you need to move this. You do not want an 8-year-old reading this. This is not cool. Ooh. But public libraries are a great place. And there's often a lot of librarians who would love to talk to you about comics and say, oh, yeah, I actually picked this one out. If you do go to your local public library, one I can recommend that seems to be in just about every public library is American Born Chinese. This is going to be my first recommendation by Jean Luen Yang. And so that's a great one. It is an entire comic, all as one thing. It's like 150 pages. It's aimed at probably middle school, high school level, but it's a really, really beautiful book and definitely good for adults as well. It's not a simplistic story at all. Just really approachable.
Awesome. So we did it.
Yeah.
We read our first comic book. We put it back in its plastic sleeve, put it back up on the shelf, went out to our comic book store or the library or went out on the internet, read some more comics, and we're starting to get the hang of this. But that's not where this podcast ends. This is just the first episode of many, many questions that I know that are going to come up as I read more comics and as you, our listeners, read more comics. There's just going to be a bunch of questions that pop up, and we want to be that safe place where you can ask them. So feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at How to Read Comics, or you can email us, and we're accepting two forms of email, the traditional type it up and send it to us, or you can pull out your phone product of choice and record a voice memo and just email it to us. If you do, you might end up hearing your beautiful voice here on our podcast, and you can email those submissions to mailbag@howtoreadcomics.com. We'll also have some show notes and some links up on howtoreadcomics.com. But we're not done here quite yet. We're going to head over to the back page, the end of our podcast, where we make recommendations and give out homework for next week. So go ahead and turn the page and follow us there. Hey everybody, it's the back page. In this segment, we are going to make a few recommendations for you that have to do with today's episode, as well as give you a little bit of homework so that you're ready to go for next week's podcast. With that, I am going to give my recommendation.
Yeah.
And keeping with the theme of first-time comic book readers, I wanted to pick out something that was easy to find that would probably be on the shelves that you'll have a good time reading and you'll get the gist of reading a comic book. What I'm going to recommend is the first volume, which I now know is called a trade paperback, of Paper Girls. So Paper Girls Volume 1. Paper Girls was a comic that came out in the fall of 2015. So it is still a relatively new comic. And I think it's up to Volume 3 now.
Yeah, Volume 3 just dropped.
Yep. And so the great thing about this one, Volume 1, it's $10. I think I even looked at it at Amazon today. It was like $7 on Amazon. So you can get a comic book, effectively 5 or 6 comic books in one tight little package. It was written by Brian K. Vaughan, art by Cliff Chang, and both of those guys do some pretty amazing work. I really like this comic because it's just got a great cast of characters. It follows four middle school age paper girls in 1988. It's got this, like, it's got a Stranger Things vibe. So if you like Stranger Things, if you can't wait until season 2 comes out, you're going to like this comic. This is a good way to kind of fill your time until you can see Stranger Things again. The art is really bold and bright. When you're reading it, you go, this is a comic book. This is what a comic book should look like. It's how you would picture a comic book in your head, but it's decidedly modern. It's got kind of old styling, but it has got modern tweaks to it. So really great art, really good story, lots of fun, and just a great way to get into comic books and a alternative to jumping into like a superhero. You could read this. My wife read it and she really thought it was cool. Anyway, my recommendation, Paper Girls Volume 1, go get it. Go down to your comic book store and get it. They'll give you mad props for wanting that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you stole my recommendation because the first thing I had written down when you said pick a recommendation was anything by Brian K. Vaughan.
Yes.
So like you said, Paper Girls ongoing right now. You can get in and continue reading as everyone else does. Or you can go back and read a series that's already done by him. Why the Last Man is probably one of my top 5 series of all time. And that's been done for, I think, over a decade. Anything by him is great. So let's get on to my actual recommendations now. I'll stop piggybacking off yours. I picked 2 books. Both are written and drawn by the same, by one person. two different people, one for each comic. But I kind of like comics where the person who writes the words is the same person who draws the pictures. There's something kind of cool about that all coming together. So the first one is called Goodbye Chunky Rice by Craig Thompson. Just a great fanciful story about a friend moving away. It's kind of my go-to present for saying goodbye to friends. If you can read it without crying, you're a stronger person than I am. So the second recommendation, if Goodbye Chunky Rice is too short for you, it's like 100 pages and you don't have to read any more because there's no sequel, you're just done with it. So you want something a little bit more Lord of the Rings length, I would recommend Bone by Jeff Smith. It's kind of like if Walt Disney had written Lord of the Rings, would be the general vibe I'd give you. It's a really, really fun book set in a fantasy realm. The writing is just top notch. You end up caring about these characters and you're surprised. It's safe for kids and adults and just a really, really fun book. Can't recommend it highly enough.
Sweet. I'm going to read both of those. That's very, very compelling. I'm going to do it. Those are our recommendations. We also have homework for the next podcast. We want you to come back. We want you to be a part of this podcast, and we want to give you homework. This is the best kind of homework there is. Blow off all other homework other than our homework. That is our goal.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's first day of classes for a lot of people next week. It's syllabus day. They're not giving you any homework.
Yeah,
come on.
Read some comic books. Our next podcast is going to dive into the history of comic books. Just a short dive into where they came from. What were some of the first ones? Why are they? You know, why is they?
Why is comics?
We're just going to dive into that. And basically, other than the comics that I own right now that have probably all been published in the last 2 years, I don't know any. I honestly don't know much about anything before that. So our homework for you is going to be read an old comic, find an old comic somewhere, bug a friend of yours that has been reading comics for a long time, look in crates in your parents' attic or your grandparents' attic, find something, find an old comic and just go through it. Just look through it, read it. Even if you don't like it too much, if it's a dumb story, then it's a dumb story, whatever. But just look through it. Jason, you can give some recommendations, maybe of some specific ones to look at.
Yeah, we'll put some links up on the website, places to start where you can just read stuff online for free, scans of old comics. We'll organize them by different eras for you so you can look at them. And I want to echo what Nick said, which is just look through it. If you start to read Action Comics number one, first appearance of Superman, and you're like, this is so boring and I hate it, stop reading. You've completed the homework, which is to read a comic from a long time ago and say, they were really different. Wow.
Yes.
Which is the real goal of this homework.
Exactly. We are the best teachers around. We will tell you the answers to the homework when we give it to you. We realize that these old comics might be hard to read. Just get the vibe for it. You know, it doesn't have to be your thing. There's plenty of people out there where it is their thing, and that's awesome. We love it. But if it's not your thing, just close it up and go read one of the new ones that we just recommended to you. Cool?
Cool. Sounds great.
Cool. So with that, we're going to close up this podcast. Would like to mention that How to Read Comics is proud to be a founding member of the Overthink Podcast Network. It's a network of podcasts dedicated to diving deep and overthinking topics related to TV, film, and pop culture. In our case, we are overthinking comic books, if you haven't figured that out already. Take a look, overthinkpod.com. That's overthinkpod.com for a list of all the upcoming podcasts that are coming out. Or if you need more information on this podcast, just visit howtoreadcomics.com. Again, send in your questions to us. Either email us at mailbag@howtoreadcomics.com or tweet at us on Twitter @howtoreadcomics. With that, we are out of here. We're going to go dig into our pile of comics and get all ready for next time. All right, Jason, to close this out, hit me with one more thing I don't know about comics.
Excelsior!
Whatever the hell that means. See you guys next time.